So today's lesson is number 92, from lying on the back with the lower leg, crossing to sitting with the leg crossed. Okay, number 92, and today is March 1st. It doesn't feel like March 1st, does it? It looks like a January day. Hi, Sand. So begin lying on your backs with your legs long, arms long, noticing how you feel. What parts of you are making contact with the floor, what parts aren't. And if you remember from previous classes to bring your four points into your awareness and then your rectangle to see how that's feeling today. And then very slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Remember, we've talked about not rolling your head all the way to the side, right? It's not designed, that part of your neck, to crank your chin over past your shoulder. So you look for this range where it's very smooth and comfortable. How come I didn't recognize you back there, Barb? Hi. And Becky, you moved. Excellent. Okay. And so what we're going to start with and what we've been doing is bending both of your legs. Bring your feet to standing. And the first movement we're going to do is just a little bit of arching the lower back and then flattening the lower back. Right? So there's no lifting. Right? It's a movement of rolling so that you create a flattening and then you create an arch. You guys all know this. And what's important about this is once you start the movement, is you start to feel what's happening in the upper back and then all the way up to your cervical spine and your head. There you go. What's your first name?
Jean.
Hi, Jean. Nice to have you. Perfect. Go slow. And I want you to do a little bit, is it okay to touch you? A little bit less that way and a little bit more this way. It's always the way everybody needs to go. Just kind of warming up your pelvis and your spine. That's it. And then let it settle in neutral. And then from here, you're going to place your right ankle on your left thigh, knee thigh area, right? So that the right knee starts to open up to the right. And what we did is we started to take the legs over to the right, so that means that the left foot rolls to the inside edge, and think that you're going to bring the right knee down to the floor, and then you come back. Can I put your glasses up just so I don't want to have them? Do you have a bag over here? This? Perfect. So as you take the legs over to the right, you start to feel an arch in the back. Yeah, you're rolling, tilting, but it's not really rolling. Arching, I like, because that's it, Sandy. You get an arch in your lower back. If you were totally to roll, then both shoulder blades, you know, would come off the floor. And I want your shoulders to stay down. Right, so this is the twist, the rotation in the spine. If you were to roll, then you would lift up the left shoulder. That's it, Barb. Get a little bit more arch going all, yes, all the way down. Just feel how that feels. That's it, back all the way over, arch. And that upper back right there, let that upper back, yep. Nice. Come back up to standing and then keep that right ankle there. And from here, what we began to do is to lengthen the left leg with the right foot still resting there. So you slide the left leg long and keep, yes. And just see, how are we doing with getting that right hip to open? And then you bring it back up to standing. Right? That's right. That's it. So even for those of you that were here last week, and even if you didn't work on it, what I want you to notice is it's a little improved. Which is like, okay, right? Excellent. Okay, pause, lengthen your legs, and rest. All right, so a couple things. This is what I was trying to really get at, why I fell in love with this method so much, is to be open to change. And I've said this hundreds of times. When anything changes, everything changes, right? The whole system changes. So it's just, if you just stretch your mind a little bit globally and on every level, change is good. And it doesn't really matter sometimes what the change is. It still affects the system. And sometimes the best change is a change that's further away from where we think the source of the problem is. It will still help the problem. Okay, let's bend your legs again. Let's put your left ankle on top of the right thigh, right? And then you're now going to take the legs over to the left. Remember, the right leg gets to roll onto the inner edge. Beautiful. And it comes back up. So what you're feeling that's happening, right, is a big rotation in your spine, right? That's the center of the movement. And it allows the legs to comfortably go over to the left, right? So that's really the piece to think about. Not rolling, but twisting. And when you rotate the spine, it's the direction of movement that gives you the greatest length in your spine. So right now, all those vertebrae are turning and pulling apart. So it feels really good, right? Excellent, and prepares us for what's next. Then come up, keeping that left ankle there, you're gonna start to lengthen the right leg so it becomes straight and long. And again, you're just observing how open is that right hip today. And for those of you that were here last week, we really worked with this. You noticed one side's different than the other, right? It's like, oh my goodness, one side's tighter. You don't need to do anything about that. You just notice it. Beautiful. Excellent. And let it go and rest. Rest. Legs long, Bon. Rest. So whenever I say the word rest, just to remind you, it means that your legs go long, your arms go long, and you just let go. Okay, so we're going to come back up to bending your knees. We're going to place the right ankle on the left knee again. Perfect. And your right hand is going to go behind your head. Now, this is really important, that you identify what is your head, not your neck. So you never ever want to put your hands behind your neck. You want your skull in your hand. And then with your left hand, you're going to reach down and from underneath the right arch, grab a hold of the right foot. Underneath, thumb together with the other fingers. Okay? So that's it, your left hand with your right foot. And now you're gonna fold yourself. So you're gonna use your right hand to lift your head. You're gonna use the left hand to bring the left leg closer to you. So you really wanna think the center of your right shin is coming towards your face. And you just keep that left leg standing. So again, the center of the right shin, not the knee. So no, doesn't mean you change your hand. Your hand is still under the foot. Mm-hmm. Thumb together. Thumb with those fingers. Okay, but think of bringing this part. There you go. Don't think so much the knee. There. And as you do this, your chest, right, is really folding. Best to do on the exhale, so there's no air in your lungs. Okay, on your backside, the ribs in your spine are opening. Okay, there should be nothing occurring in your neck. So if anyone feels right now strain, talk to me, signal to me. Excellent. Okay, so what we're gonna do from here, just listen, is we're gonna start moving the hands around. And what I'd like you to really pay attention to is what changes in the backside of your ribs. So let's do one or two movements in this same configuration. And Barb, see if you can leave this leg standing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. So the ribs, that's it. Now, you're going to change hands. So your left hand is going to come behind your head. And you're going to bring your right hand across your body, the top part of your foot. Okay, so you wrap around the top part. And then you do the same movement. You're going to lift your head and bring the lower leg of the right leg. And, you know, it might be easier to come underneath the right ankle. Try that, underneath the right ankle. But what's really important, go slow, right? It's not a sit-up. This is all about your ribs and the back. So there's something different, isn't there? There's a twist a little bit. Can you feel that? Can you notice you're asking the ribs to do something different? So go under the ankle. Yeah, and still bring this up. There you go, easy.
You can do it the right way.
Shh, easy. Right, can you feel the little bit of a twist because the right arm is crossing? Excellent, now we're gonna do one more. You're gonna bring both hands down to your foot. There you go. So the left hand is around the outside, right hand is on the inside. Now you're gonna bring the leg towards you and you're gonna lift your head on your own. And how is this a little different? These are very, very subtle differences. But each time that we do the movement a little different, it creates change. What does change create? Bigger change. Beautiful. Make sure you do this folding. Okay, then one more thing with both hands is you're going to start to lengthen the leg up towards the ceiling. Still lifting your head, right? So your head lifts on its own and then you fold back down. Beautiful, Lynn. Beautiful, Barb. That's it, Beck. So beautiful, Brigida. Miss Sandy, you need this in your upper back, I can tell. You've been away too long. She's probably been carrying grandkids too much. Those babies, they're heavy. That's it, Corinne. Okay, let it all go. Lengthen your legs, rest, and feel what change has now occurred with that right leg, your upper back, your ribs, the rectangle. And notice your breath and your breathing. There's going to really be a very big impact with that. Okay, so we're going to try all this on the other side. So we're going to start by bending your knees, then you're going to place your left ankle on your right thigh, and then we started the right hand will come underneath the left foot, the left hand will be behind the head. Have your thumb with all your fingers. It's like a monkey grip. Okay? Let's see, can you come? I know. That's it. Nope, thumb like a monkey grip, all together. Lift your head, bring the leg towards you, not the knee, the shin. Do the folding on the exhale so your legs are emptied out, your legs, your lungs are emptied out, right? So that you can really fold on the front side, which means the back side is opening. Right, so some of the bigger challenges for some of us is that folding of the chest and opening the upper back. It gets really tight and stagnant. Beautiful. Now what we did is we changed the arms. So the right arm comes behind the head, the left hand scoops underneath the left ankle, and you're still thinking the same directionality. So you're still bringing your head towards your left shin and the left shin towards your head. But see if you can notice something is a little bit different now in the back of the ribs. There's a little bit of something twisting. So the most minute change is significant. Gentle. It's a little harder for some of you, isn't it? You've slowed down, which is good. Beautiful. And then the next one that you're going to do is you brought both hands down, right? So both hands now are in contact with the left foot. The right hand comes from the outside, underneath Barb, and that's it. Monkey grip. So you're going to bring the leg towards your face and you're going to bring your face towards the leg. Right? Gentle. So you need to feel and sense that the leg is moving and your head. So some of you are now just holding the leg in one position and moving your head. Right? You still need to bring that leg closer. It's nice to have that fan off, huh?
Oh, so on my neck.
Yeah, so Brigida, go slower, and this is what's hard, a little bit hard for you, is think of it first coming from your chest. That your chest folds, and that's what allows the head to come up.
Okay.
You're not folding in the chest, and then it feels like you have to do all the weight in your neck.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Okay? Now we're gonna lengthen the leg to the ceiling. So that's important for all of you. Everybody, the chest is critical to fold. That is what allows your head to lift without any strain. So if you are feeling some strain, it's not that you're doing it wrong. It's just that you didn't know, your body didn't know how to fold in your chest. So you just listen and you learn. Excellent. And let's rest. And let's see how the left side is. Yeah, so when Moshe created this work, he was in hopes that people could take from their floor experience in a class of doing small movements to create change. And he was in hopes, and so then your whole body changes. The way that you walk and carry yourself changes. From that experience, he was after, could you now mentally create the same kind of awareness and change? Could you be open to small changes? Could you see the bigger picture that small changes lead to bigger changes? Could you be open? Could you be aware? But we never made that leap. He thought if people could get it in their bodies on the floor, they could get it in their minds. And then the level of humanity could elevate, that we could approach things differently. Just like we do in the class here. We try all these different possibilities because it's not about one way being correct. It's in trying the differences that leads us to a new place. Okay, so we're going to bring the legs back up. We're going to bring the right ankle back onto the left thigh. That's it. And you're going to keep your right hand down along your side with the palm down. Bring your left hand underneath the right foot, thumb together, same position, thumb together. Thumb with all your fingers, Lynn.
I can't do that. I don't know how you get your, I mean, my foot's too big. My hand's too small.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Thank you so much for doing that, Lynn. Right? I can't, right? This is what I mean. It is such a sophisticated type of awareness that we are just ignorant to. You have to keep stretching yourself to become aware and open and aware. Okay, now with your right hand along the side, so what you're going to do is you're going to start to lengthen but also roll to the right as you lengthen the right leg so that the right leg comes to the side, and you're going to let your left leg tilt in again, right? So as if you're going to roll to your side. There you go. Go all the way over and let the left leg come in. That's it. Come back. Do that a few times. And we're going to change it. That's it. Are you breathing?
Is it right leg, right hand?
Or nope, left? It's right leg and left hand. Your right hand is on the floor next to you because you're going to come up to sitting, and you need the palm down and needs to be along your side so that you can come up to sitting. So now as you
roll on your arm, right? Have your arm out?
Nope, your arm is down by your side.
So you're rolling on your arm.
So you need to figure it out. So it means actually your knee needs to be a little further away from you. And you're now going to have the left leg turn out as you start to come to sit. Okay, you guys are making it so hard. Why don't you guys sit up?
I'm all twisted.
You guys make it so hard. Here you are. Okay, so here's your arm. So Sandy, when your knee's up here, yep, it is. So guess what? The knee's got to open up, right? So you're going to roll over here, and you're first going to come up like this. Look, no problem with the hand, but the knee's got to be open.
Well, the problem was I was extending.
Okay.
I thought you said
and then we're going to also do it this other way, this way. Okay, go back on your backs. And we're going to change arms. But so right leg up, left hand is with the foot. Right arm is next to your side, so the knee has to move away from you. You come up to sitting, and your left leg is turned behind you.
Makes sense.
Oh, it's not so bad, is it now?
It's not extending, okay.
Okay, and come back. Well, I think the extending is in this piece. When you start leaning on your elbow and hand, your leg moves away from you in your arm. That's the extension.
So you don't need to keep your foot on your thigh?
Nope.
Okay.
But you've got to be able to lift your head, which that's it. It's not so bad. Isn't that a nice movement? Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to change hands. And we're going to see what it's like going to the other side. So your right hand is going over the top of the foot, not under. Your left hand is along your side, so you're now going to roll to the left, and this is where your left leg turns to the outside.
No way.
You come up. What do you mean, no way? Yes way. Right? So you're on your back. Still the right foot is on the left thigh. Right hand comes over the top with the thumb, Lynn, monkey grip.
Okay.
Prehistoric times. Your left arm is next to you. You start rolling, leaning, and the left leg folds under you, and you're sitting cross-legged. Whew. There you go, Lynn. And then you go back.
Yeah, that's mine. It's very high.
That's it, Barb.
My knee doesn't
bend up. That's it, Becky.
It's hard.
That's it. Now see if you can come up.
Okay.
Come up all the way to sitting. Oh. Yeah, there, look at that. And then can go back. So you go from leaning on your elbow to leaning on your forearm to leaning on your palm to come up. Beautiful, Sandy. And then you go back, right? So one of the things in this work, right, part of change and things changing is reversibility, right? But what's so important is you're trying this, right? If you were to pause for a moment and look around the room, and again, this is like my point today. Every one of you is doing a little bit different.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay, right? That leads to tolerance. We all got to be able to do things a little different, but the outcome, right, is the same, that you're all coming up to sitting with your legs crossed. But even the way that you come up to sitting looks a little different. Now, Lynn, can you? No.
Because this leg doesn't do that.
There you go.
If I don't,
yeah.
I have to do that leg.
Excellent. Good. Let's go back on your back. Let's try the other way, and then we'll rest. So you're going to change over the hands again. Still the right leg. Okay, still the right leg. And now the left hand from underneath, the right arm's along your side. You're going to roll over to the right, and then the left leg is curled behind you. See if that's a little easier now. Ha! Now, would it be even possible to come on your back with both hands? And we do both ways, right? So we can once roll to the right and have the left leg behind you, because this is what babies do. They get this idea of holding onto their foot, and then you come over and roll to the left, and you curl the left leg inside underneath you. So the left leg goes to the inside when you roll to the left, and it goes to the outside when you roll to the right. So play with it. And try to do it with holding on with both hands. So you have to have the back really round. So you're rolling to the sides. Don't try to roll straight up, right? You roll over to the side. We've done tons of lessons like this. Roll over to the side, all the way over. That's it, Lynn. Drag the head in front of yourself. That's it, Brigida. See, it's that chest. You go all the way over. Bring that head and this part way in front of you. That's the issue. You're just trying to sit up straight. No good. Go once to the right, once to the left. Beautiful. No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
I'm not sure. I'm making a circle now.
Yeah, there you go, Corinne. So the more that you keep the head in front of those legs, the easier it gets, which means that your back has to round and open up all those ribs. And it should feel fabulous on your back. It should feel light and effortless. So if there's effort involved, you're doing work somewhere. Look at how much better that time was.
I made it. First time ever.
Yeah, so make sure that leg goes behind you when you come up. Nope, that's, yeah. If you go that way, it's behind you, and then come back down. But bring your head. So you're just doing this. I want you to roll. Roll, 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 roll. Roll. Now, I said bring your head in front of you. Let this, all this, that's where I want you to be. All that, there.
Oh, that feels good.
Does, uh-huh, right? And now she said, once I get her to do, you know, right? We're so stubborn, we are so stubborn. We stay in our set ways, and then all of a sudden I show you how to do it. Oh, it feels good. That's it, drag your head over there. There you go. Have it be the last thing to lift up, and it's the first thing to go down. And now come to the other side. I like you because you have the same socks as me. Go back down. Go down. Okay, so just roll to this side. What do you mean, how do you do it? Okay?
I just can't get up.
It's the head. You got to let this leg come away from you.
Oh. Yeah, it's the hip.
Okay, rest on your backs. You're all lost in space now. Right? So just rest. Because we got to do the other leg. Right? But so again, the point is, though, sometimes you'll do something. And I did this last week for a gal. So she's a friend of mine. We were in spin class, and she had hurt her back at those crazy places I don't like very much, at Orange Theory. And I put my hand on her lower back, and I could tell it's like somebody kicked her lower back in. It wasn't hooked up with her pelvis, right? And she was really in a lot of discomfort. So I said, stay with me after class, and I'm going to give you two things to do. So it's very much like this, her hand behind her head and a hand with a leg folding. And I said, we're going to work with the pelvis and the back, and the upper back, excuse me, and nothing with the lower back. I said, do this for the next, I'm trying to think, was it Thursday? I said, do this for 2 days, and by Sunday, you won't even know that you hurt your back anymore. She listened to me. She texted me and she said, you are a genius. I'm not a genius, right? But what do? Right, and this is kind of back to the country and our problems, right? We attack, oh, it's the lower back. Just pop it, stretch it, fix it, right? Said, well, let's work with the two ends so that the two ends can help calm that place down, right? And the two ends moving allowed that part to become working together again. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? It's logic, right? But we tend to it's what we need to stop. It's no good. So you got to think outside of the box for everything. Left leg on top. Left ankle on your right. So which way do you guys want to roll first? Left. Thank you, Sandy. Okay, we're going to roll to the left. So that means the right hand is with the left foot, and she has her left hand along the side. Right? So you're going to roll to the left. The left knee. The left hand is along your side. Right hand's with the left foot. You know how hard it is to do these instructions? Roll to the left. The left knee will be out to the side, and the right leg will be bent behind you. And then you go back down again. And what is the thing that you're supposed to lower first? Yes. Round that back. What's the last part to come up? Your head. Round the back. Roll to the side. Roll, roll, roll. So Jane, you're still coming up too soon, right? And I know this is hard because this whole upper back needs to learn to bend, round, and twist. Come all the way over, beautiful. And then you realize my lady over here, she's doing such a beautiful job. She's realizing she doesn't need the hands. Doesn't even need to be there now. Right? I showed her something and it felt so good. She's getting smart. She's like, it feels good and it makes things easier. I'm going to keep doing it. That's it. So now the right leg bends behind you. Now if we roll to the other side, right, we switch the hands. Change the hands. And now your right hand's along your side and you're going to roll over to the right. So the right knee bends out and then the left bends on top of it. Beautiful, Sandy. And then you lower the head back down and come back up. Go all the way over. So you're doing great. Go over and then remember this knee's going to open up like this. Okay? So it's that head. Bring that head. That's it to let this happen. See? It's all about your back. The legs are quite insignificant in this. Part of it is your lower back. And so I'm not correcting you because I don't want to put too much twist in your lower back, Sandy.
Okay.
So you're actually compensating in a healthy way. So Sandy asked a great question, you guys, and pay attention to this, right? So this is like where we use the word compensation. And again, there's these words out there. Sometimes we think, oh, that's a bad thing. You're compensating, right? No. Her compensation is beautiful because she has an issue with her lower back. And if she twists too much, right? So what is she doing? She's turning her whole self kind of on the mat. She's finding herself coming up and going back down in different places. That's why I'm not correcting her. Because it's very smart. What she's listening to her body, and it's a smart compensation. Right? There's times when it's a smart compensation, and then there's times when it's a default. Right? A default is when you're not using your brain and you're not doing something smart. You're just doing it because you've done it before. You're not thinking. You know the difference? No? One is a bad habit, a default. You keep doing it and you don't even know you do it. So there's lacking awareness. You have to create that distinction. Then there's other, Lynn, you're looking at me.
No, I'm just thinking, I need some help because I can't even begin to do it on that
side. Okay, I'll help you. The word can't has showed up way too many times today in class.
I'm having difficulty.
There you go, Brigida. Much better. I like that use of language. Okay, so it's okay if you have a stumbling block, right? So, okay, so she gets over this far, and just think, keep on taking your head. There you go. If you have to let go with one hand, it's the hips. It's those hips.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so if you have to let go with one hand to find your way, now try it again. Go back down. So the other little tactic that I've taught you guys before is when something's challenging, is you never reverse the whole movement, right? So you pick that little segment where it's hard. So if it's the last piece coming up, you come all the way up, you only go a little bit back, and then come up again. Right? You refine it. Right? How could anybody get bored in life with this, right? How could you get bored? I never get bored, right? But this is what we should be picking apart with everything in our life. Everything. We just want instant gratification, then we spend our lives in boredom. Instead of thinking. Okay, bring your head. That's it, bring this first. Okay, and then once you're there, just say, can I just let this open? That's it, can this go on top? No, okay, leave it right there. And then just, and then come back here, just to that place. So right here, see? And then just that little piece, can that go down a little sooner? And then come back here. There you go. There you go. See, something let go. Now, can this come down sooner? Let the leg go down sooner. It doesn't have to hold. right? So what you do is, when you play with these little things, if you want to watch Lynn and I, right? Okay, this is when you learn to be brilliant with yourself. And that was, again, Moshe's idea of this work, and it just didn't, we're still idiots, didn't take off. So Lynn's completely capable if she takes the time. So her default that I was just commenting about, right, is this wants to stay like this. Subconsciously, it just wants to. But what is awareness about? So at this moment, she says to this leg, you know what? You don't need to do that anymore. You can let go. You can drop. You can drop. You can do this. How are we doing?
I did it, but that's because of you.
No, you didn't do it because of me, because you're willing to listen. Now look, she's got her head back down and her leg is down. And we didn't stretch anything. It's about your brain. She indicated through awareness something else is possible. I just hope you get how potent this is. It's very potent. So where does the change come from? It comes from awareness. It doesn't come from forcing. And the awareness comes from learning. Oh. How are you doing over here, Brigida?
All of a sudden, it came up.
All of a sudden! Oh, what happened? See, every person is so brilliant if you allow yourself to be brilliant. Yeah, and look at how ecstatic she is. She wouldn't be that ecstatic if I do it for her.
I know.
Right? She's thrilled because what just happened for her. And again, you're all doing it a little different. There's a beauty in doing it different. That's our tolerance for everything in life. We all got to be open to differences. Right? Maybe you can wrap your mind around how brilliant this man was. Go read a couple of Moshe's books. They're hard books, but man, did he really knew something in the 1940s that we're still struggling with. Right? That's it. Now just see if you can keep the head down a little sooner. Oh! Yeah, let that armpit just... let that, see that? Oh my goodness, let that lengthen out. How you doing?
Good, I'm just feeling things, you know?
Okay, rest on your backs. What?
As a child, you roll around, but as an adult, you don't. You just don't do that. And I think that's one of the reasons why everything's kind of stiff.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it awesome to watch? Well, and here's the thing to think about with children. And again, Moshe watched children, right? Because his wife was a pediatrician. How convenient was that? Shh, shh. So, right? It was. It was so convenient. But he watched how do children develop, right? You guys, there was no, they don't, you're not giving them instruction as a parent telling what to do. The development is from trial and error. And they are so aware. No one is having to tell them how to become aware. And their little brain figures out very quickly when one thing doesn't work and another thing does work. Right? You're not sitting there telling them how to crawl or how to do this or how, you know. No, none of that's occurring. Right? We are absolutely brilliant, and then we go into a place as we go through adolescence where between the ages of 7 and 14, the world starts to become important to us outside of ourselves. And then from 14 on, we make the outside world more important than the inside lens. And that's our challenge, is to have equal as an adult, that our inside lens and the outside lens. But those first 7 years, it is all about you. Does that make sense? It's all about you. You see it that, Sandy, right? It's all about them. They're just oblivious to what's going on in the outside world. But you need a balance, right? I'm not suggesting we all become like that. That's a nightmare. right? But it's this being able to go in and out. Okay, pick your favorite foot to hold on to, your favorite way to roll, and I want you to come up to rolling, or maybe take yourself through two ways or all four ways, just a couple times. Just play with it, have a little fun with it, enjoy what you learned and accomplished today. Beautiful, Lynn. Babies are great to be around because then you get to play with them in this way. Right? The legs can go one way, the legs can go the other way. Just have fun. Beautiful. Okay, and let it go and rest on your backs. And just feel again how things feel now. A lot of things have moved, changed. Things feel different. Notice your breath and your breathing, right? How much vitality you have right now from all this movement, right? It was a bit vigorous.
It's nice on the upper back.
Isn't the upper back awesome? I know, right? All this opening. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and the left, right? We didn't, quote, work with the neck, right? But just feel how nice that feels. From all this rolling and bringing your head up the last, right? It's just easy breezy, no tension there, right? This is what I mean. You create change and movement, a shift somewhere else, and a place that you're not even paying attention to reaps the benefits. Beautiful. Now maybe, just maybe, you want to use something that you learned today to roll to a side to come to sitting and then bring yourself to standing. And maybe not, but maybe ponder that.